Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Well, oh, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 22nd of July, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Mission Folks Festival is going on this weekend. We'll meet some of the performers helping to celebrate the music of Cascadia. And I'll do another shameless plug for the shows I'm doing at Jericho, plus Callboard and lots of great local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Yes, it is Friday again. It's the 22nd of July. All right, I was just about to say, can you believe that? But it's such a tired cliche, people who refuse to accept calendars. Yes, accept it. It's the 22nd of July. The year is already half over, more than half over. Get in the game, folks. You know, life just goes on. All right, that's enough about that. As I said at the top of the show, the Mission Folk Festival is going on this weekend, and it is there's quite a crowd that is lined up for that, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But to get you in the mood, we're going to hear music from one of the groups that's performing. These are the Sojourners.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Sister, aren't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, aren't you glad that the seas gave away? Sister, aren't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, aren't you glad that the seas gave away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away.
Well, God called Moses to the mountaintop.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away.
Then he put his laws into Moses' heart.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water.
you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Well, if you get there before I do,
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
You may look for me, cause I'm coming too.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Wow.
Wow.
That was great.
I know.
That's the Sojourners.
I'm just grooving.
Yeah. I've got Kat Wahama. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
And Deanna Knight.
Hello.
From the Mission Folk Festival that kicks off tonight and goes on through the weekend in the beautiful Fraser Valley.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the festival itself. The tagline is Celebrating the Sounds of Cascadia.
That's right, which we are. We're having it'll be a slightly different festival this year. We have a bit of a different format, a little smaller footprint. As I'm sure you know, there's a number of festivals that have just stopped and not happened this year.
Yeah.
And we were kind of teetering on that. And foolish people that we are, we
keep
just
going.
Found another way. And So, as I said, slightly different setup, but to go back to Cascadia, the Pacific Northwest is just brimming with amazing musicians in all kinds of genres.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, no, we will not have the Finnish punk band or the, you know, but seriously, speaking as a Finn, I'm okay with no more Finnish bands for a little while. Nobody else needs to hear me say this. Oh my gosh, on the radio. But I love Finnish bands. So I'm oikein hyvä. Anyway, so the focus really is on, you know, the region.
Yeah, and the name Cascadia just refers to the territories that are around the Cascade Mountain Range. So that's B.C., Washington, Oregon.
I mean, conceivably, you could go all the way down the
coast.
Goes
down through to California. But
and not to mention, in 2002, I had a CD called Cascadia. No,
oh, really?
Okay. I did. Anyway.
I'll look it up in the library.
You probably have it in the library, but that's, I digress. But that might just happen over and over.
Yeah, all right.
But the festival is, like I said, it's just full of a range of genres and some really amazing performances.
Folks.
And we've gone really back to doing the collaborative stages. For example, we'll have a Girls with Guitars reunion.
Oh, great.
So Nadine Davenport's wonderful Girls with Guitars. So Nadine,
that was one of my favorite regular things at the Railway Club.
I'm an alumna. So Angela Harris, the fantastic Angela Harris. And then She Could Be Trouble, the crazy wild
Brody Dawson
trio.
And Tracy.
And Chris, Christie's last name is
escaping me.
So we'll be doing a lovely stage there, and we're really working on that. But there's the Hawaiian steel guitar.
Michael Dunn and Don Kellett, two Hot Club of Mars members. They will be there with their steel guitars.
So they're now called the Hot Club of Mars.
Well, the Hot Club of Mars has been around since the late 70s.
Oh, has it? Well, that's under different names.
Well, now it's Dieta Night in the Hot Club of Mars.
Oh, I
but it's
see.
Always been the Hot Club of Mars.
Okay, because I remember when they were called Mystery Pacific and...
that would
the,
go
the
probably...
Kits, the Kitsilano Cat Kickers.
Kitsilano Cat Kickers, yeah. Well, yeah. Michael has... Michael brought Gypsy Jazz to Vancouver in the late 70s, yeah. early 80s.
Yeah, back at the Soft Rock Cafe on 4th Avenue.
Yeah, so he's done it... Well. He's been the Gypsy Jazz
yeah.
route in this city for many, many, many years. And... but he loves Hawaiian music,
yeah.
and so does Don, the two of them. And so they have a four-piece with their two wives and play a lot of Hawaiian music. But they'll be sharing their skills and the, you know, the history of the instruments and all that kind of stuff at the Hawaiian. That's at a side stage on Saturday.
Yes,
yeah.
it is. Where is it exactly?
Well, since you have the CD there and you're talking about how wonderful it is, why don't you pass it over
all
and
right,
we'll from the Hot Club of Mars.
Yeah, this is our
there
first
we go.
CD.
So as you can hear, I'm actually opening the CD.
Yeah. There's the paper one.
This is live radio. Yeah, yeah. The paper one's no fun at all. Opening the drawer, popping it in. So what would be a good track to play on this?
I would go for Whippoorwill. That's one of my songs.
All right.
I think it's three, maybe?
Number three. One, two, three.
Yep,
all right, we're going to hear Whippoorwill, and then we'll be right back.
That's so, so green. He spoke of a childhood memory as magical as can be. He spoke of a river that runs so clean, a mountain of youth and a harvest of dreams. Fearless creation of heaven on earth, dance a celebration of future we have to grow. He spoke of a childhood vision deep down in his love and soul. He said, you can come on over and stay for a while. Nothing could be finer than to swim in your smile. Fantasy and mystery along for the
That's Deanna Knight and the Hot Club of Mars, Whippoorwill. And Deanna is here along with Kat Wahana talking about the Mission Folk Festival. So when will we see you guys on stage?
We're opening the main stage
tonight?
On Saturday.
Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
Saturday at noonish,
yeah.
just afternoon, actually.
Yeah.
But I've been telling people noon.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Show up at noon.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
You know, get
and
a
if
good
you're
seat.
A swing dancer, definitely show up at noon.
Yeah, we were just talking about that while I was playing. It's really lively music. It really inspires people to get up and dance.
Yeah, And the kids love it, and the seniors love it, and you know, yeah, everybody in between. So it's a very dynamic.
Brings back
genre.
Happy memories to when that was what going out dancing was all about.
Yes.
And stuff like music like that and that kind of dancing.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah, and it must be fun for you just to see people getting up and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me sing better. Makes the band play better, and you know, we just feed off each other. Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. I love the swing dancers.
It's a great way to kick things off. So who else is going to be playing on Saturday then after? After Deanna gets...
Well, it's a full afternoon and evening. Yeah. I'd like to go back a little bit
to
our
format.
Yeah. Because obviously we open this evening, and again, as a bit of a change, if you will, we're only doing... Saturday is $29 for our 29th year, so it's a complete deal.
Yeah.
And the Friday and Sunday are pay what you can.
And wow.
Yeah, so it's an opportunity for folks, especially in the actual community of Mission, to maybe come out if they've never been. We have a great community support, but there's still so many people we'd love to draw in.
Yeah.
And it's a totally family-friendly environment. As, you know, we talk about kids going festival feral.
My boy loves that.
Because you know that it's a safe place for kids to be, and they can kind of get together and you know. And it's the kind of Canadian experience. We all need to go dance barefoot.
Yeah,
you know,
on the grass.
On the grass.
Blue sky. You can see Mount Baker from that part,
Oh,
too.
It's a beautiful setting. Beautiful. But we also have a children's area, so that's a new... actually, we used to have, and now we're going back to that. So we have a children's area with some performances and...
I have a question for you,
yes,
Kat.
Yes.
In the children's area, by chance, are they registering kids with their name and phone number on their wrists by any chance?
You know, I don't.
I'm going to see if that we can make that happen when I get there, maybe, because they do that at the Vancouver Island Music Fest, and that made me feel even better. It's like it was already a really nice atmosphere and safe, and you felt like, oh, just go for it. Go if you need mini donuts, go get your mini donuts and come back. You know,
you've been tagged.
You've been tagged. You're good. We know you're here. And
just sort of, like you said, it emphasizes the fact this is a safe space. And you just feel free to do what you want.
And it's a camping festival. Yeah. Who doesn't like a camping festival? Mm-hmm. Really, that's amazing.
So it's just got so many wonderful elements to it in terms of. Community and all of that great stuff that you know, music of all these different genres brings people together. And then to go back to this evening, our show is hosted by Kenny Hess, who's a major country music star, and he happens to live in Mission, so he's going to be our host, and he's also going to play some tunes for us. And then we have another blues legend, Jimmy D. Lane, is playing tonight. So it's going to be pretty hopping. Saturday, again, full of all different genres. I think we've got Tim Sars' trio is going to be there. And there, when I think of Tim, I think of kind of 20s, 30s, vaudeville, ragtime, Eastern European, no. There's just all kinds of...
So you won't let the Finns in, but the Eastern Europeans...
Yeah, well, this... Let's not go there. Anyway, I know that you've got a tune of his.
Well, we've got to have a Tim.
Up there?
So let's hear from Tim Sars.
This is
a tune called Paddle Waggle.
I know. I just want to say it. Paddle Waggle.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Because it makes paddle. You waggle your paddle. Oh, dear.
Now what have you done? Thank you. There we go. That's the Tim Sars Band, who will also be performing at the Mission Folk Festival. Where exactly is it happening?
It happens at Fraser River Heritage Park in Mission, which...
just off Highway 7.
It's off Highway 7, up Stave Lake Road, right onto Fifth Avenue to Mary Street.
There you go.
And you're there.
And you're there.
Yeah.
Park
yeah.
and have fun.
And there's a map on the website.
There is. So, you can find everything at missionfolkmusicfestival.ca, and we're also on Facebook.
And there's camping available, too.
There is indeed.
Yeah.
Is it still available? How much room is there for camping?
Well, you know, my favorite camping there was when we had what we used to call rabbit.
Okay.
Bunny camping, because that whole hillside is just full of bunnies. And so that's something else that you have.
I want to camp with the bunnies.
You want to camp with the bunnies, but I don't think we're on the bunny side. Oh. We're on the other side.
We're on the bear side?
Maybe. But, you know, we're Canadian.
Bears
eh?
And bunnies.
It's all good.
Put it all together.
It's all good. So that was, I was just loving listening to that, last cut. And
this
there's
is such...
so much rhythm in this festival. There's like all kinds of bring
I was just
going to
say, this is such a small sampling of the variety of different kinds of music you've got going
on. Well, we got Podo Rhythmi, which they do Quebecois.
Acadian?
No, it's the fiddle, accordion, step dancing.
Oh, yeah.
But Northwest style.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be having that going on. Obviously, with our main stage on the Saturday night, we have La Candela. So that's Cuban. And they're a Vancouver band, but they're from all over the place as well. And so that'll be hot, hot, hot. There's a lot of hot dancing opportunities. In fact, I was just sort of looking at all of the music. You can dance to pretty much everything that's going on there. Mind you, some of us can dance without hearing any music.
There you go.
Yeah. It's the place to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cooled off a little bit, so we won't be sweating hot.
Oh, but you know, it's going to be the perfect weather.
It is
too hot, not too cold, rain.
You just want it,
That's right.
Yeah, you want a little cloud cover so you don't get too burnt.
That's
but,
right.
You don't want to get rained out either.
And one of our big highlights is, of course, Canadian icon Sherry Ulrich. And she's going to be there with her daughter, Julia Graff, and her trio on the Saturday night. Who else is rocking our Saturday evening? Actually, the Carnival Band kind of rallies us to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that crazy kind of kooky. There's, 49 of them
Tim's
or something.
Part of that. Yep.
Yeah. But Jack Garten and the Demon Squadron, and you've played with Jack.
Yeah.
They're
Jack
on Saturday night too. So Saturday night's definitely going to be
hopping. Not only talented player, but he's always very dynamic on stage. He's really fun to watch.
Yeah, we've played Demon Squadron a few of their tunes here, so
nice.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're pretty wild.
Yeah.
And then there's all, again, I was talking about the collaboratory stages, like girls. And also we've got Phil Williams and Michael Jansen. So we've got this kind of multi-generational stage. Phil is now based in Powell River, beautiful baritone, think beyond Stan Rogers. He's just amazing.
Oh, wow.
And then Michael Jansen,
a
who's a younger fellas, the two of them are on a collaboratory stage. Ranj Singh is going to be doing his total Indo folk, and on the same stage, Dan Huguet, who's a violin.
Yeah, I think that's the real fun.
Crazy,
these kinds of events where you get people who have the. What they have in common maybe is just I play something with strings, but they all get together and they all give their own taste and their own take on a particular piece of music or a particular style or something.
And,
really
and that's
you get just get all these weird new sounds happening.
Well,
and
that's
exciting.
Where you get those moments of transcendence where you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then absolute magic happens. And
and you're just there in the moment.
And you're there.
and that's a great thing. So just to go back a little bit again to, you know, we're here. We made it.
Yeah.
You know, we've had some big things, issues to deal with, and one of them is our artistic director, Francis Xavier Edwards, had retired in the spring, and he had been the driving force of this festival for, well,
29 years,
almost 29 years,
yeah.
And so, you know, that was a big change, and but we do have the fantastic Michelle Demershavitz, who's our new general manager, mm-hmm. and has been a part of the festival for almost 20 years herself in terms of working in all different capacities as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And she has done a lot of work actually with folk life. And so she's got a really broad experience, but also a network with so many different artists as well. So we're great that she's kind of helping us pull things together. So.
Wonderful. Well, thanks both of you for coming in and talking about this. I'm really excited. If I wasn't so crazy busy myself, I'd be out there. But
well, it's the place to be this weekend.
I've got two shows on Sunday, and then I've got another thing happening tomorrow. So I'm not even able to be out of town. But hope you all get to go out there. For more information, you go to missionfolkmusicfestival.ca. Also on Facebook. Tonight's events and Sunday's events are pay what you can, and then Saturday's show is $29 per person.
All day.
And
children are free.
Children are free under 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 13 to 18, it's only $10. So it's, and there's on-site camping and all that kind of stuff.
Family friendly, affordable, fine music.
Yeah.
So thanks again, Deanna Knight and
Thank
Kat
you.
Wahama. And
Thank
you. To lead you out, we're going to play something from your band, Kat, Swamp City, who will also be performing. The last one, which is Swamp
Dog
Stomp, number 12.
Nice.
All right. Thank you both for coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
There's lines on the road and signs everywhere. Laws written someplace you ain't heard about. Cops out the butt, you're lurking here and there. Your wrists in cuffs, you wanna get them out. Well, it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dogs stomp. Keep it locked up tight every working day. Speak real quiet when you wanna shout. You're in the right place to have your say. It's the right time to let it out. Well, it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. Well, let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Trancing out, then raise your banner, take it to the street. Uncork that bottle, let the genie out. Well, it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. As the bills pile up, the cars in a ditch. Tomorrow's down the drain and today's in doubt. You wanna get Biden as to be rare on a runaway train with no way out. But it don't matter where you came from, people. Do the swamp dog stomp. Well, let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout.
Yeah.
Woo!
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion. There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
That spot is a little bit dated. Of course, we can't claim that our programming manager rides a motorcycle anymore because we are about to lose our programming manager. She's gone off to do bigger and better things, and the job is open. So if you've ever wanted to manage programming at a student radio station, now is your chance to check it out. Details and postings and all that information is on CITR.ca.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I'm talking about legislative discrimination against LGBTQ plus people around the world. 73 countries criminalize same-sex activity through legislation. The terminology and the corresponding laws ranges from indecency, buggery, and immorality to against nature. Penalties can be as severe as life imprisonment. So-called propaganda and morality laws that target freedom of expression related to sexual orientation apply to 17 states. The most striking fact might be that in 10 countries around the world, homosexuality carries the death penalty. In contrast, 76 countries and 85 entities have anti-discriminatory laws that protect people of any sexual orientation. All this information is derived from a paper called State-Sponsored Homophobia 2016, a world survey of sexual orientation laws, criminalization, protection, and recognition. Get educated. Happy Pride, everyone.
So fill them with lead and have hope.
crawl. You wanna put them up against their own damn wall. They say there's a difference between East and West. When the evidence lies in how she's dressed. Her beauty's the flame, it gets the blame. A man's honor should wear the shame. You wanna put him up against their own wall.
That is a track off the new Art Bergman album, and the song is called Cassandra. It's 12:43. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. If you're looking for something to do tonight at the Rickshaw, there's a big tribute to Prince. Lots and lots. Oh, man, it's a huge lineup of bands that are all coming up to do their tribute to one of the most beloved musicians of the of the last 50 years. I'm just going to give you a short rundown. I'm not going to tell you everybody, but Trailer Hawk's going to be there, Cass King, Benjamin Wise, Eddie D and the Sex Bombs, Cyrus Lloyd Bryant, The Judies, the great Dennis Mills and The Judies, China Syndrome, Pink Licorice, all kinds of folks. There's like two dozen different bands are going to be playing there tonight. It's at the Rickshaw. Let's see, when's it going to start? There's no starting time. Oh, 7:30, there we go. So 7:30 at the Rickshaw. It's about $10. You can get them online at ticketfly.com and in stores like Red Cat, Neptune, Zulu, and High Life Records. So go check it out. And it's a fundraiser, too. It's the money is going to the Kids Up Front Foundation. 100% of ticket sales are going to help the Kids Up Front Foundation. So you want to check that out. We'll be right back. and that is local favorite and Arts Club Wonder Kid Ace Martin's a track from their new CD called, the CD's called Palm Springs, and that's a song called On To Me. Also going on tonight at Pabst Pub, it's a fundraiser to raise money for the Quimera Theater Collective next presentation, Oddities and B-Sides, that's going to be at the Havana in August. Tonight it's there at Pabst Pub, and it's the cast and crew of the show are going to come up and do their stuff. So folks like Nick Rinka, Caitlin Docking, Jenna Newton, that you've only seen on stage in plays, you now get to see them do their music as well. Again, a whole big lineup. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's a dozen acts performing there, starting at 9 o'clock at Pabst Pub. And it's it said it's a sliding scale, but just drop $10 in the jar and help raise money for this play. And then that go see the play in August. Oddities and B-Sides at Pabst Pub tonight. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, our look at auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. That being said, our first notice is for ladies only. It's Classic Chic, the all-female theater company that has been presenting classic theater written for men, performed by women, playing male roles. The first show they did was Shakespeare's Winter's Tale 2 years ago. Last year it was Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross. This time around they're doing a modern story but written in a Shakespearean style. It's called Corleone, the Shakespearean Godfather. And it's written by David C. Mann. It's a clever, fun look at the story of the Godfather as if it was written by Shakespeare. And as usual with Classic Chic, the intent is to play the men as men with an all-female cast. If you'd like to take a look at the play, there's a reading copy available at Pacific Theater. Make sure you phone ahead to confirm that there's actually somebody in the office, so you don't just show up on them. It's going to be on stage in February. The auditions are next week, July 25th and 26th. If you want to sign up for an audition, send your photo and resume to Corina, C-O-R-I-N-A, and that's Corina at Classic Chic, which is spelled C-L-A-S-S-I-C-C-H-I-C.ca. The BC Renaissance Festival is still looking for folks for their show Enchanted Encounters up in August. Details on that are at VancouverActorsGuide.com. And we spoke about Jacques Lalonde earlier, or did we? Was that on mic or off mic? I don't remember. Anyway, Jacques is doing his 28th Fringe show in a row. It's Trump the Musical, which I think is going to maybe have to go through some rewrites after what's been happening in Cleveland this week. But all the same, right now they're still looking for one actor who can play the role of Richard Dawson, who, if you remember, he was the host of Family Feud in the 80s. Survey says. So if you can play that character or know someone who can, Facebook Jacques, or you can email me at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and I will pass it on to him. Also on the Fringe, Walking Shadow is doing Just Watch Me, a Trudeau rock musical. We've talked about this a few times, and they've had to recast. They're looking for an actor between the ages of 16 and 25 to play the male lead role of Gabriel, a high school exchange student from Montreal. All actors, including bilingual and francophone actors, are welcome to apply. They're also looking for a stage manager and a sound tech. It's a show at the Fire Hall Arts Center. So if you're familiar with the Fire Hall, you might want to help them out. Contact Daniel McLeod. And I don't have his email address, but you can get that at the Vancouver Public Library website. Vagabond Players is doing Forever Plaid. Their auditions are Sunday, July 31st, and that'll be in New Westminster. United Players, they've had to drop one of their shows for this upcoming season because of rights issues, but they're replacing it with Ghosts by Henrik Ibsen. So if you like doing Ibsen and you want to do a show at United Players, contact Andre at 604-224-8007. Michael Fair is going to be directing it. The auditions are in August, so you still have time to check that one out. Here's something that I helped out. I was part of the workshop that started working on this show a few years ago, and hopefully they'll call me back for the actual production. It's a zoo. Chelsea and Sebastian doing Hidden, a site-specific promenade Halloween horror show. It's a wild show, really, seriously. It takes place in the UBC Botanical Gardens, and it's kind of a live-action horror show about a family that gets lost in the forest and gets picked out one by one by a nasty character. The audience is safely elevated on the catwalk through the botanical gardens, but you sort of watch helplessly as the horrors go on down below you. It was a lot of fun to be a part of, and hopefully it will take off and be a regular event. Excuse me. The production is going to be happening in October and early November. Rehearsals in October. The audition is on August the 17th. Applicants need to be comfortable being in the woods at night, in the dark, in the fall, in the rain. Don't apply if you're not up for the challenge of an outdoor production. This is for the adventurous at heart. Having said that, they'll be providing some respite from the savage outdoors, including a green room with heat, showers, washrooms, and a kitchen. Performers will be required to interact with the audience, and some audience movement and improvisation will be required as well. So if you're game for all that, you can send your headshot and resume to Chelsea at info@itsazoo.org. And It's a Zoo is spelled ITSAZOO. They are welcoming, opening up there for both equity and non-equity actors. Surrey Little Theatre doing the Dixie Swim Club. And that's going to be happening in October and November. The auditions are on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Looking for 5 women in their 40s and 50s. Must be able to do a Southern accent. A couple of pantos coming up. Auditions are in August for Robin Hood and Marian at Metro and Alice in Wonderland at White Rock. And this is an audition that happened this weekend. We talked about it a couple of times. It's The Birth of the CPR, produced by the Canadiana Musical Theatre Company. It's kind of a rip-roaring, boogie-woogie, bluegrass musical about the national dream for young audiences. And that's going to be at Port Moody. If you can play guitar, mandolin, fiddle, and tell stories and sing and dance and stuff, they'd love to hear from you. And the rest of these are coming up in August, so I think I'll just pass on that for now because, guess what? It's time. Just like that, our show is over. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. You know, I forgot all about this one. I have to tell you about, where is it now? It's on TV tonight. It's the... goodness gracious. Okay, I'll just keep talking while I look for it. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. We're here for you. Just contact us at Dave Radio Facebook, Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com, or look for us on Facebook. Okay, here it is. Tomorrow night on CBC Television, a very special presentation called On the Farm. It's the story of the Picton case from the point of view of the women who were involved on the street. It stars one of my favorite people in the whole world, Elmaya Tailfeathers, who I had the honor of playing opposite in a play at Jericho a few years ago, and now she's doing a fabulous job on this show. On the Farm on CBC Television tomorrow night. If you can't watch it live, PVR it and tell all your friends. It's a very sensitive and intelligent portrayal of a very serious issue and very well done show, so definitely don't want to miss that. Stick around because Eleanor is here or should be here for Femme Concept, and then at 3:30, Nardwar, The Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
world that you're in.